Hello, and welcome to the Second Row Conversations podcast. Today is episode one, and I'm so excited to have you join me. I am Letitia Plowden, and I'll be your host on the Second Row. So on today's episode, it's just going to be me, and I'm just talking about what this episode and what this podcast is going to be about. The who, the why, the what, all things about Second Row Conversations. And I'm so excited that you've joined me. So who am I? I am Letitia Plowden. I am a first lady. Yes, I am married to a pastor. And so that's what Second Row Conversations is about. It's an opportunity for me to talk to other first ladies about who they are, about their lives, about their joys, their pains, their sorrows, and anything else that they want to talk about being a first lady. So professionally, who am I? I am a school counselor. Professional school counselor. I've been a school counselor since 2006. I'm also a licensed professional counselor, so I'm a therapist. So that's what I do. I work with people. I talk with students. I encourage them to be all that whoever God has created them to be. And so I was trying to think about how I can introduce myself. And so I said, well, what are some words to describe me? I think one word a lot of my friends would probably use to describe me is an encourager. I like to tell people I'm a pusher because I like to make sure that I am there helping people become whoever God created them to be the great person that they are. I try to meet people where they are and push them to be greater. And so that's one word. I am a pusher. However I push you. Sometimes I'm a little tough, but that's exactly what I do. I would call myself an introvert. Believe it or not, I'm hosting a podcast. I know it makes no sense, but I am an introvert. I'm not the one to start conversations at the grocery store. I'm not the one to just meet a stranger and start talking. That's not my thing. But I do, when I become familiar with the person, I can talk. I will talk. And so that's a little bit about who I am. I am married to a pastor. I have an amazing husband. His name is Jeremy. We've been married now 20 years. November will be 21 years. It has been a journey. I tell people one day we'll write a bestseller, but he is an amazing man, and I'm so honored to stand next to him. And we have a beautiful daughter. Her name is Janiyah, and we are so blessed to be her parents. And so that's a little bit about me. I am who I am. And I am so excited to be able to host this podcast. So why this podcast? So one day I was driving and the Lord laid it on my heart. And I was like, you are going to start a podcast specifically for first ladies as a safe space for them to come in and be able just to talk, kind of let their hair down. And so, of course, I was nervous. And I'm like, God, are you sure you want me to do that? But he was very adamant, and I have learned to trust God. If he says to do it, he has already set the path for you to get it done. And that's exactly what he did, and I am grateful. Am I nervous? Absolutely. But I am trusting him. It is a faith walk, and I'm so excited to be able to have this place for other first ladies to come and talk. Is it just going to be specifically for first ladies? No, this show is not just for first ladies. I want listeners. I want people that go to church, people that don't go to church. Because if you really think about it, first ladies sometimes have been kind of put in this bubble, and you see them and they're dressed nice. Many of them had the hats on, and some you just can't get close to, and you just have a perception of who they are. But sometimes it's a misconception. And this is a place where we'll be able to come and talk about what it's like to live a life in that bubble, what it's like to live a life on the second row. And I didn't talk about that. So why the second row? Because most first ladies sit on the second row. That's where I sit. That's where my mama sat. And speaking of my mama, let's talk about that. So I grew up a PK. My dad was a pastor for as long as I can remember. I think he started pastoring when I was like 5 years old. And so I watched my mom, who is an amazing woman. I watched her, support my dad, be there with my dad as a first lady. She's an amazing woman. She's an amazing first lady. And just watching her was just, I would sit in awe sometimes to see how she would work full time, how she would be at every service that we had. At one time, my dad was pastoring two churches, and so she would be at every service. And she was a full-time mom, but she did it gracefully. And even though I watched her and I loved watching her do it, I made it up in my mind that I was not going to be a first lady. Not my calling. That was not on my goals list, not on anything I wanted to do. I was not going to be a first lady. But God has a way that's really funny. And here we are. When I married my husband, he was not a pastor. Far from it. But the way God works, he got called into the ministry. And that conversation was really funny because we were at his parents' house, just kind of hanging out at the church one Sunday. And my father-in-law said, "Hey, I think Jeremy's going to do his initial sermon on the second Sunday in July." And I remember turning my head like, "What?" Yeah, that's how I found out my husband was called into the ministry. I'll tell you, it'll be a bestseller. But we were, after we left the house and we were going actually to my parents' house, and we began talking about it, and he said, "This is what the Lord has called me to do." And he was honest. You know, "I understand you did not want this. And if you don't want it, if you don't want it, I totally understand. But that's not the life I was living. I was going to support my husband. And I truly believe that if God called him, he was not going to walk into it lightly. And I was going to be right there with him. And so that was the beginning of the journey to get to where we are. He did not begin pastoring immediately. He was assisting in the ministry, and life just kind of progressed through. And in 2011, he began pastoring the church here in Florence. And so it has been a journey. And I tell people, we talk about it all the time. When we started the church, it was three people. It was him, me, and our daughter. So it has been a journey to get to where we are now. And so that's why I wanted to do this, because I remember being in that space when it was just three of us and trying to figure it out, trying to figure it all out. Trying to figure out everything as far as ministry. We started from scratch. And so growing up, that wasn't my life. My dad was a pastor. The way our churches, in the organization that he was a part of, wherever we went, the church was already established, organized. You just went. But that wasn't the case with our ministry. And so it started from the ground up. And so we didn't really have a blueprint. We just kind of figured it out. Of course, my father-in-law was there, who was our bishop. My father-in-law was there to help us and encourage us. But it was still hard. And even though I had my mom and even my mother-in-law, who's also an amazing first lady. When I tell you amazing, amazing, they are the ideal first ladies. But even though I had them, I had to find my own way. And it was also interesting because people just assumed that because my husband was a pastor, that I was going to automatically go into the ministry. That's not the case. And so those are some of the things we're going to talk about here on the podcast. And there was also the assumption that I was going to wear church hats. My mom and my mother-in-law love church hats. I don't wear hats. That wasn't my story. So there are a lot of things that misconceptions, there were things that I kind of put on upon myself and felt like there were that I needed to do because I was a first lady, that I figured out that that's not what I have to do. I had to figure out what works best for me. And so those are some of the things that we're going to talk about here on the podcast on the second row. And so that's who I am. That's why. So what are some things, some other things we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about, what is life like, as a first lady, about how do you set boundaries when it comes to being a first lady and your church members and your friends? How do you figure out what works? How do you keep your children protected and safe and loved? And how do you set the boundaries when it comes to them and making sure that they are okay and making sure that they don't feel left out or feel that dad is too busy or mom is too busy sometimes, and that they could just be children. I had great parents who allowed me and my brothers to be children. Like, they didn't, they weren't strict. They allowed us to do things. They allowed us to go to dances. They allowed us to experience life. They didn't shelter us. And so I want to talk to, you know, first ladies about how they are making sure that their children are well-rounded. And that can be tough sometimes because people, again, they sometimes put us in a bubble and put the children in a bubble. And you know, everyone talks about the PKs and how bad they are, and they always get in trouble and all of those things. And so how do you, as a mom, make sure that your children are well-rounded and are good? Am I just going to talk to first ladies? Absolutely not. Because there are female pastors who are married. And so they have, I guess, first husbands is what we would call them. So one of my besties from high school, she is a pastor of an amazing church in Georgia. And so I'm inviting her husband to come and talk, because that is another area that people don't think about. What it's like to be married, if you're a male, if you're a guy married to the pastor who's a woman, and what does that look like? How do you fit into that realm of being the first husband? Because sometimes that's, I'm sure it is tough. And I want to talk to him. And there's a few others. I have a cousin who's a pastor, and her husband, he's a first husband. So there's some, you know, people that I know, and the misconceptions, because people will think they know everything about what it's like to live in that life. And even me, I have questions about how do you manage that when you are the head of the house at your house, but at the church, she's the head of that house. And so how do you maneuver those roles? How do you manage those roles? I'm going to talk to children, PKs, because as a PK, I know what it's like sometimes to have people look at you and think they know one thing, and it's really not what you're like. And so I want to be able to have those conversations with them. So this podcast will not just be about the church. We're not just going to talk about the church. It's not a place to bash the church. Not here. We're not doing that. We're just going to have those conversations about what it's like to be married to the pastor, because we're just human beings. We're just regular people, just happen to be married to the shepherd of the house, right? So that's what we're going to talk about. I'm excited about what it's going to look like. This, again, I said earlier, is a faith walk. I'm going to have people coming on from locally. I have some people that have reached out to me from as far as Louisiana. And so I'm excited to be able to talk to just different people, because life is different. It looks different for different people. And so I'm just excited to be able to have this podcast. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And so that is a scripture. And so I wanted to be obedient to God when he told me to do this. And I just feel like there was a reason and there is a need. When I talk to some people, when I talk to some first ladies about, this is in the past, before this podcast even became a thing, I had some conversations with some first ladies about, hey, what do you feel about having a place to come and just kind of talk? This was not what I was thinking. Had a whole nother idea in my head, but they all said, yes, we need a place. Yes, we need a place to come and just talk and just kind of let our hair down, to talk about our goals and who we are and what we like. I'm going to talk about some of their favorite things, kind of like what Oprah does with her favorite things. What are your favorite things? What's your favorite lipstick? What's your favorite lotion? Things like that. Just kind of knowing who we are as people. And so this is what the podcast is going to be about. I look forward to having you join me on the second row. It's going to be a great conversation. It's not going to be an interview and very formal. It's just going to be a conversation. And I think it's going to be well worth you joining me. So join me every Wednesday for Second Row Conversations Podcast. We'll be here. I'll be here with guests every week, just talking and just getting to know each other and having a safe space to just be who we are. Before I close on this first episode, just want to leave this with you. I met an amazing lady a few years ago who is from the Midwest. Her husband is a bishop. And I was just having a conversation with her about, I was just in a place. I think I was feeling lonely. And you know, sometimes you can not be alone. You could be in a room full of people, but still feel lonely. And I think that's where I was at that particular time. And so I was talking to her about my feelings and how she felt about being a first lady. And she gave me some advice, and it stuck with me, and I want to share that with you. And I think this is what we're going to share at the end of every episode. She told me to accept it. She told me to embrace it and to flourish in it. Accept being a first lady. That's where you are. This is where God has you. She told me to embrace it, love on it, appreciate it, take it in, and just go from there. And it's to flourish in it. Be the best at it that you can be. There is a purpose for you to being there as a first lady. And so I had to realize that, and I have embraced that in all areas of my life. So I'm going to leave that with you. Wherever you are, whatever you have, wherever you've been placed, whatever you have going on, wherever God has placed you, you need to accept it, embrace it, and flourish in it. Okay? So join me every Wednesday at Second Row Conversations Podcast. We are available. I'll be on YouTube and all podcast platforms. You can also email me if you have questions or if you have someone that you feel like would be a great guest on the show. You can email me at Second Row Conversations Podcast at gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Second Row Conversations Podcast, as well as Instagram. I'm on there too. So I look forward to seeing you again. Accept, embrace, flourish. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you next time.